December 12th, St. Spyridon the Wonder Worker, Bishop of Trimithus. The island of Cyprus was both the birthplace and the place where this glorious saint served the church. Spyridon was born of simple parents, farmers, and he remained simple and humble until his death. He married in his youth and had children, but when his wife died, he devoted himself completely to the service of God. Because of his exceptional piety, he was chosen as bishop of the city of Trimithus. Yet even as a bishop, he did not change his simple way of living, handling his livestock and cultivating his land himself. He used very little of the fruits of his labor for himself. Instead, he distributed a greater share to the needy. He manifested great miracles by God's power. He brought down rain in time of drought, stopped the flow of a river, raised several people from the dead, healed Emperor Constantius of a grave illness, saw and heard angels of God, foresaw future events, discerned the secrets of men's hearts, converted many to the true faith, and did much else. He took part in the first ecumenical council in Nicaea 325, and he brought many heretics back to orthodoxy by his simple and clear expositions of the faith, as well as by his mighty miracles. He was so simply dressed that once, when he wanted to enter the imperial court at the invitation of the emperor, a soldier, thinking that he was a beggar, struck him on the face. Meek and guileless, Spyridon turned the other cheek to him. He glorified God through many miracles, and was of benefit, not only to many individuals, but also to the whole church of God. He entered into rest in the Lord in the year 348. His miracle-working relics rest on the island of Corfu, and even today they glorify God with many miracles. The Holy Hieromartyr Alexander, Patriarch of Jerusalem. At first Alexander was the bishop of Cappadocia, but during their persecution under Severus in the year 203, he was cast into prison and then exiled. Afterward, he accepted the patriarchal throne of Jerusalem. He founded the famous Jerusalem Library, which Eusebius used when he wrote his ecclesiastical history. He was tortured in various ways during the reign of Decius and thrown to wild beasts. Remaining alive and untouched by the beasts, he was cast into prison, where he ended his earthly life and went to the Lord in the year 251. The Holy Martyr Synesius. As a young reader in Rome, he boldly preached the truth of Christ and denounced idolaters. For this he was tortured and beheaded during the reign of Emperor Rullian. Hymn of Praise. Saint Spyridon the Wonder Worker, Bishop of Trimithus. Star of Cyprus and luminary of the Church, Holy Spyridon, defender of the faith, simple as a child, innocent as a child, by his simplicity he shines on the world. What need is there for many words when speaking the truth? Utterly simple is God's truth. The Creator is one. In the Holy Trinity, in the Trinity, Father, Son, and Spirit. The Son descended to the sinful earth and received flesh from the pure Virgin in order to save men, because he is the lover of mankind. He performed many miracles by divine power, for he is almighty. To mankind he gave a new rule, the rule of love and the rule of faith. Glorified, he now sits in heaven and gathers the fruit of his labor. The sweet fruits of his labor are holy men and holy women. He is the rock of mankind's salvation. Outside this rock there is no salvation. O Spyridon, O Illuminator, O Soldier of Christ, pray for us.
Reflection.
absolutely nothing will help us if we are not lenient toward the weaknesses of men and forgive them. For how can we hope that God will forgive us if we do not forgive others? Saint Spyridon once sold 100 goats to a merchant at an agreed price, and the saint told the buyer to lay down the money. The buyer, knowing that Spyridon himself never counted money, handed over enough money for 99 goats and hid the money for 1. Spyridon then counted out 100 goats for him. But when the merchant and his servants drove off the goats, one of them returned bleating. He drove it off, but it returned again, and so the goat continually returned to the enclosure, not wanting to go with the other goats. The saint then whispered into the merchant's ear, "Observe, my son, this animal is not doing this in vain. Did you perhaps withhold her price?" The merchant became ashamed and acknowledged his sin. As soon as he paid the amount he had concealed, the goat immediately joined the other goats. On another occasion, some thieves entered Spyridon's sheepfold. When they had seized as many sheep as they wanted, they tried to leave the sheepfold, but an invisible force nailed them to the ground, and they were unable to move. At dawn, the bishop came to his sheepfold. Seeing the thieves, he reproached them mildly and instructed them to strive in the future to live by their own labors and not by thievery. He then took a sheep and gave it to them, saying, "Take this for your trouble, so that your all-night vigil not be in vain," and he dismissed them in peace. Contemplation. Contemplate Noah's blessing upon 2 of his children, Japheth and Shem, and a curse upon the 3rd, Ham. Genesis 9. How Ham disclosed his father's nakedness, but Shem and Japheth covered it. How Noah pronounced a blessing upon Shem and Japheth, but a curse upon the descendants of Ham. Homily on Melchizedek. Thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. Psalm 110, verse 4, Hebrews chapter 7, verse 17 and verse 21. Oh, how many hidden and faithful servants does the Lord have who serve him day and night. Oh, how many shining comets are seen by men to cross the starry heavens, which appear unexpectedly, glistening, and then are lost in the vastness of the universe, leaving only tales about them. The righteous Abraham with his descendants is known to us like the starry heavens over our heads, but Melchizedek is known to us like a shining comet, which suddenly appeared, was bowed down to us by the starry heavens, and was again hidden in the unknown. Who is this Melchizedek, the king of Salem, the priest of the Most High God? Genesis chapter 14, verse 18. He brought bread and wine to Abraham. He blessed Abraham, and Abraham gave him 1/10 of all that was his. When Abraham was so greatly blessed by God, how much more blessed was he who blessed Abraham? Oh, how unfathomable are the depths of God's providence! A man's thought extends from today until tomorrow, but the thought of God extends to the very end of time. According to the words of the holy apostle Paul, Melchizedek prefigures the Lord Jesus Christ himself. Hebrews chapter 7, verse 10. For while the forefather Abraham was a wonderful and God-pleasing peasant, this Melchizedek was both a king and priest, as our Lord is king and priest. Melchizedek offered Abraham bread and wine, and our Lord offered his body and blood to the entire human race. Abraham bowed down to Melchizedek and gave him a willing tribute. Abraham's true descendants, the Christians, bow down to the Lord Jesus and offer him their willing sacrifice, a gift in return for a gift, the gift of his body and blood on the cross. And who shall declare his generation? Isaiah chapter 53, verse 8. This refers to both Christ and Melchizedek. Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad. John chapter 8, verse 56. Thus spoke the Lord to the Jews. How did Abraham see it? He saw it in the Spirit. God revealed it to him, and he also saw the prefiguration of Christ in this glorious and wonderful Melchizedek, king, priest, and servant of the Most High God. O Lord Jesus, bless us also as thou didst bless thy faithful servants Melchizedek and Abraham. To you be glory and thanks always. Amen.